Home care, this is Sarah. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm calling. I'm not sure if I'm in the right place, but I'm calling to speak to somebody named Jasmine.
Yes, how can I help you? This is Sarah, but are you looking to get services started?
I'm not. I'm
or
so
you're the
confused.
Caregiver?
Like, I don't. No, I actually did an application with you guys, and because I'm with All American, and I'm supposed to be switching to you guys soon whenever my coordinator sends over the hours.
Okay.
But somebody named Dina or Monica was contacting me, and I was doing the paperwork with them, and then I guess Dina's supposed to be my
right.
new coordinator.
Yeah, she's.
I can't get in touch with them, and then somebody else caught me from a 267 number, and I swear she sounded like a scam.
Well, if it was 267551, and then, well, I mean, if it's Jasmine, it would have been 267551-7410. And
no.
That.
This name Monica, well, this Dina, from what I see, is 267-551-7412.
Oh, Dina is 551-7429.
Okay, and then Monica, is it 267-551-7422?
Yes, but they're both out of the office today. So let me pull up your file and see where we're at. Okay, what was your patient's name?
Cecilia Ziegler.
I got it right here. Okay, Cecilia Ziegler. Mariah, is that you?
Yes.
Okay. So the service coordinator was there yesterday?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see where we're at. Okay, you are ready to start. You're HR compliant. Were you able to submit your direct deposit form?
Yes, I submit all the forms.
Okay. Yeah, that was the last thing you needed as of last week. That's the only note I see is that the direct deposit, but I will make sure. Yes, it was added. So direct deposit was added and everything is completed. Everything, you are a $300 sign-on bonus. That form was completed. Yeah, so as soon as the authorization comes over from the service coordinator, Kate, then we'll be ready to start.
Okay, and is the authorization person, is she 267-551-7463? Is that her?
Steph Pro?
I don't remember her name.
I don't know who that is, but if it's 267-551-74 something, it's our agency. That's all of our numbers. But
okay.
So yeah. So did you were you able to give Kate the provider ID from us or anything?
Yeah. She
okay. Yeah, I see that. They called the service coordinator with you on the line, and then we sent her the detailed email with all of our information. Yeah, everything's in here. Everything's good to go. I'm not sure what they were calling about, but I have everything in here is up to date. We're just waiting on the authorization.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me. I'm the customer service and staffing coordinator. So I will add a note in here that you called. So if there's anything else that they need from you, they will reach out again. Okay.
Okay, because I was just trying to make sure I wasn't, like, getting scammed because I was getting other numbers.
No, absolutely. Yeah, no, absolutely. It's always better to check. But from what I see, nobody really need to call you because everything's in there until we get the authorization. And then once we receive the authorization, we'll reach out to you with a start date and how to clock in and out and that kind of stuff. But we have to wait for the authorization to come in before we can get that done with you, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, Mariah. Thank you. Have a great day.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.